Okay, deacons, we're going to pass out to you right now a simple survey, something where you can get involved. It has a place for your name at the bottom, your telephone number, just to make sure, or your email, or both. Thank you, deacons. The survey is it lists many of the areas in church where you can get involved with your time and personal commitment. So we're going to take a moment while those are passed out. We want you to just check as many as you think apply. This is for the work of the nominating committee. They're going to be looking it over on, so that you don't spoil the whole morning, you know, don't read them all during the message. But take a look at it right now. Start filling them in. At the end of the service today, at the end of the day, you'll be able to put them into a bucket on your way out. Not to the foot washing service, but at the end of communion, after communion today, you'll be able to put them out, to fill them in and leave them with us at that time. Is that clear? Look at them now. Start to think a little bit. Leave them on your lap, perhaps. And look at a way to get involved. We've been talking for the month of June about how we're a church family. Today we're talking about count me in. The message is not just talking you into signing up for something. The message is not just about making sure that you wash feet and have some bread and grape juice. The message is about taking your next step with Christ, whatever that step may be. And some of us need to take the step, well, of time. Let's pray. We'll get into the Word and we'll talk more about what it means to take a next step. Heavenly Father, count me in your family. Help me and help us to take our next step. In Jesus' name, amen. Please turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. John chapter 13. This text is used to explain, and it does explain, why we as Seventh-day Adventists actually go through the actions of providing water and basins and towels, and we wash each other's feet. And we'll explain after a while that the men go to one place. Women, we let women with women do that. There's a place for couples, and there's even a place for those who have physical handicap or physical needs, special needs, that you want to do that in a room. There's four rooms that we have. You see it in your bulletin there. This text is usually considered all about that. But if we consider that it was only a text to talk you into washing feet, then you'd really miss a lot. We'd miss a key component that is often very necessary, and I believe it's the message of God for us today. And I say us, I mean me, I'm first in this. Because it's a message about saying yes to God and about saying, count me in. Are you ready for that message? Are you ready for that? Let's see. Are you there? The Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 6. If you're there, say amen. Good. That's encouraging. We're in the Word together. All right. It says there, Jesus, he came to Simon Peter. Oh, it's really tempting to stop right there, put the brakes on, and take a look. How do we get into the presence of Christ? I'd really like to spend some time with that. I'd like to, but you know, that really can be a delaying action. And the human heart, we are wicked and disobedient, aren't we? And we really try to avoid. We're like teenagers when my mom asked me to do the dishes. You know, all of a sudden I'd forget. How, we mean the dishes? You don't mean the pots and pans, do you? Actually, I wouldn't ask. I'd just ignore it. I would just not turn around and see all the leftover beans in the frying. We had refried beans. You know why we had refried beans? Because we couldn't fry them right the first time. It's an inside joke, don't worry. But it's kind of gooey and messy, and I didn't want to, so I said, I never saw it, Mom. You said the dishes. I washed the dishes, the pots and pans, and she'd give me a look, you know. And I knew that I had disobeyed, really. We want to spend time in getting the directions. But the truth is, we've already know what the Lord wants us to do. You're here this morning. Most of you have your Bible open. You're here for the Word. Chances are, you already know that God has a certain claim on your life. That Jesus, well, it's like the text in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." The good news is, Jesus comes to Simon Peter, and Jesus comes to Pastor Albert, and Jesus comes to you too. And don't be like an adolescent like me. Just acknowledge it. Yeah, Jesus has come, and I know he's knocking and wants me to do something. Simon Peter says, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And it's more than realizing what's going on. You know, we protest. Our need has much more to do with saying yes than understanding. We do not want or understand, but that isn't the key issue. The key issue is whether we say yes or not. You see what I'm saying? Let me tell you about three kisses. There were three times that I kissed, and I didn't want to, but I did it. Because I wanted to be counted in to my family. The first was when I got married. Now, I don't mind kissing my girlfriend, Linda. I don't mind kissing my wife. But when it's a wedding ceremony and you're standing up in front of everybody and you're kind of nervous about what everybody is saying and it's the big wedding day and now comes the time. You've said I do, now you've got to kiss. In front of everybody, it was a little awkward. I did it anyway, you'll be glad to know. Pulled it off. The second time was when my wife needed a minor surgery. And as they wheeled her out of the room, I wanted to have prayer with her. And I was scared. I was nervous. I didn't feel like smooching. Do you know what I mean? And yet, I wanted to kiss my wife, you know, to be... So I kissed her because I wanted to be in, count me in. I'm with you, dear, on this. I'm with you. The third kiss was when we had our first son. And I was just so relieved that nothing went wrong. I was tired. I was exhausted. Like I had done a lot of work, right? I know the... And I liked looking at her with that little competition in her arms, you know? You know what that is. You know, he was my competition all of a sudden. And then she looks at me, she hands him over. I don't know how to hold the baby. And she said, "Kiss your son." I don't kiss boys. Ooh. But I kissed my son because I wanted to be counted in, right? Sometimes we don't feel like it. But we take the step because it's time. Peter said no. And oh man, we are so much like that. I have a disobedient heart. You have a disobedient heart. You and I are like Peter. No. No comes to mind so quickly. No, I don't know what God wants me to do. I wish he'd really talk to me. Let's talk about that. Oh no. You know what God wants you to do. Well, I don't really understand all the motivation. Maybe if we could talk about that. No, you don't need to talk. You need to say yes, or you need to say the other word, no. Yes or no, which is it, family? Do you want to be counted in? You may not feel like it, Peter. You may not understand it. You may wish you had more time. But sometimes Christ comes to us and the time to say yes is now. I believe that's the message for God's people today, right now, for me and for you, and for the Peters amongst us who need to take that next step. What is it for you? Maybe indeed it is participating in a foot washing service. Maybe indeed it is checking one of those things on that page that's on your lap. There's something that you should step up and do. But maybe there's something that you should do about your money or your time. And I wish I had time to tell you all kinds of inspiring stories, because there are some of Christians who took the step and just washed mud off somebody's hiking shoes. Or there was another Christian who decided that she was going to walk from one gang neighborhood to another gang's neighborhood, mother to mother, and they would sing and pray as they walked between the gang barriers. They did that, Christians, in East L.A. Maybe there's something that we should do as a Christian, and it has to do with our just saying, like one Christian had to, in a circle of friends, he just had to speak up and say, yes, I am a Christian. Hardest thing he'd ever done. But maybe that's your next step. Peter had a step to take. And I wish, I've got a rebellious heart. Jesus doesn't. And I want to give Peter, and I want to give you a lot of time to think it over. I want to explain. I want to make sure you get it right. Take all the time you need, I say sometimes. Take all the time you need to say yes. Jesus wasn't quite like that. He said to Peter, you don't understand, but I will do this or you will not be part of me. There. Decide. Wow. That takes a lot of courage. And on behalf of Christ, I think we need to let that Bible speak to us today. Are you still there at John 3:16? It's time, Peter. It's time, Christian. It's time, Albert. You may not feel like it. You may not understand it. You may wish for something. Huh? Wait. Slow down. Let me summarize. Jesus has come to you. You need to take your next step. Maybe you are selfish, disobedient, or just unsure, and no comes to mind. But unless you say yes to Christ, you have no part with Him. There. Now, what do you say? I want to say yes. I want to say yes to Christ. Whatever it may be, and I have some things, I have some stuff in my heart. I have some stuff in my life, and it's none of your business. Pray for me. You've got some stuff in your heart, and I'm praying for you. It's between you and God. Will you say yes? Verse 9, Simon Peter replied, then Lord, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Count me in. Can you be like Peter today? Can you just murmur quietly in your heart, count me in. Count me in, God, yes. Count me in. Can you say that? Are you saying it in your heart right now? Say it with me. Are you ready? Count me in. Amen. Let's take our next step. Right now as a church, our next step will be dividing for communion. But it may be that little, don't forget that page to fill out. And don't forget, as you have the foot washing, pray for your partner, whoever it is. Pray and let somebody pray for you. Pastor Albert needs to take his next step. Lord, help him. Give him courage. And I'm going to pray for that partner, whoever you are, that will end up as my partner. I'm going to pray for you that you'll take your next step and that you, we together will receive the goodness of God as He's given it to us in the presence of Christ Himself, the body and the blood of Christ. I'm saying yes to Christ. You are too, aren't you? When we're dismissed, we're going to go. Don't go. Don't worry. The men will be on the left. No, the men will be upstairs.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, Hi, I was Pastor. Right behind you.
Okay, I was.